Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. This informational interview series is meant to give you information about different careers and professionals in those careers and how they got to where they are today. Use the information gathered to help you on your career journey and as an example of how to do an informational interview. But I also recommend you do your own informational interviews with the professionals that you're interested in. Nothing can replace you getting the information and building your own network. Today, we're going to be doing an informational interview with Alonzo Segura. Hello, Alonzo. How are you doing?
Hello, John. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, of course. Thank you for joining us. And today, I just kind of wanted to start out with kind of that common interview question that all of our listeners are probably going to interact with at least once in their life is tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I guess I'll start with for the students at USC. I am a 2000 grad. I'm also a first generation immigrant from Costa Rica and also the first of my family to attend college. I came to USC from a small high school in the Iron Range of Minnesota. I'll add that I'm currently starting my second career as a national security space industry executive.
Okay.
However, I would say that for today, I'd like to focus on my first career after USC. I recently retired as an Air Force officer and would love to share some of that story with you.
Yes, absolutely. And so we would love to hear that. How did you go from an immigrant to the United States, small town in Ohio, and then kind of get into the Air Force? What was kind of the pathway and into USC and kind of the pathway along that?
Well, first, let me start with, it wasn't Ohio, God forbid. It was Minnesota.
Minnesota, I'm so sorry. You just said that. I apologize.
Yeah. I'm going to save all of my Ohio jokes for later. I do have a ton of those.
Okay.
So all that said, the immigration story was basically I had my stepdad was retired. He himself was a Greatest Generation member, World War II vet, retired to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. He married my mom and brought me and the family to Minnesota, which is where I went to high school. And then from high school to USC. That step was a little more complex. Essentially, I had to put together a financial aid package, right? Mm-hmm. So we were very limited in our financial means. And at the time, USC was very generous in their financial aid package, but it still left a large gap that I had to put together. And so then I turned to, inspired by my stepfather and his Army service, I turned to ROTC.
Okay.
And so, I selected the Air Force, and they granted me a 3-year scholarship, which is how I was able to make it work and get accepted to USC and proceed from there.
Yeah. So I mean, you kind of talked about it a little bit. So was the military, going into the military, always kind of was that your original goal, or did that kind of emerge from, I need kind of that financial aid package, and you had other plans outside of the military previous to that?
It was a little bit of both. I really wanted to get to college, and like I said, there was an inspiration from my stepdad. And then if there was one common theme throughout that is I've always been a little obsessed with technology. I don't know if you've ever heard that there's a quote which is that any significantly advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been, you know, a favorite of mine. And I thought that looking at the military was the Air Force to me, that was always seemed to be at that leading edge of, you know, technological magic.
Yeah.
So being able to put together a scholarship to ROTC through the Air Force to USC, just kind of, it was... I was fortunate that it ended up that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And so to kind of give us additional background on that kind of journey from USC into the Air Force, what was your major when you were going through USC?
So there is the terms of the contract with the Air Force, was, okay, Alonzo, we're going to pay for some portion of your undergraduate degree. And in return, your end of the bargain is you're going to have to work for us for 4 years, and you should get, or you have to get, a technical degree.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's exactly what I was interested in. So I was happy.
Yeah.
You're, you're going to make me do, you're going to make me do something I want to do anyways. So, at USC, I graduated with a degree in physics and computer science.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. And how do you feel like, or if it didn't help you, do you feel like your major kind of helped you into your career and kind of your career throughout the Air Force and what you're doing now? Or was it kind of a, okay, I'm going to do this major, and then later on it kind of switched over? Please join us for part two of our informational interview with Alonzo Segura.